Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Have you noticed how easy it is to feel discouraged and depressed when you feel like the world around you is spinning out of control and you are helpless to make it better? Sometimes I do. It's easy to despair about the swirling politics that seem to be getting nastier, wars in faraway places that seem to be a permanent condition, the economic forecasts that another great recession is just around the corner. There are countless climate change experts who warn us that we have about 10 years to turn it around before it's too late. And what about gun violence? Is it not the apex of bitter irony when people who are attending a garlic festival, become shooting victims of yet another deranged man with an assault rifle? In all this, it's easy to fall into a state of despair. One way to fight despair is with denial. Denial says, "What problem?" Or, "These problems have been highly exaggerated by my opponents. There's no gun violence in America. There's no global warming, so chill out and enjoy the day. Eat, drink, and drive a gas guzzler." I'm not going to waste 3 minutes of your time by telling you to despair. That's too easy. Nor deny reality. That's easy, too. Because there is something you can do, and it's so simple you might dismiss it out of hand, but hear me out. In the face of many complex, seemingly intractable problems we face, do this. Get to know your neighbor. Why? Dr. Suzanne Moser is director and principal researcher of Suzanne Moser Research and Consulting in Santa Cruz. She's also a social science research fellow at the Woods Institute for the Environment at Stanford, etc., etc. Her resume goes on and on. In a recent interview, Suzanne talked about the two poles of response to various dangers our planet is facing. Some are scared spitless and may fall into despair. Others are in total denial. Come to think of it, that pretty much explains both political parties in America today. Dems are scared to death of climate change and gun violence, and Republicans deny there's any climate change at all. And 300 million plus guns are seen as a national treasure. Suzanne sees both extremes as unhelpful. She argues that we should neither be paralyzed by fear nor numbed with indifference. She proposes that in the midst of all the uncertainties, we need to find hope. Some people call it radical hope. How do we find it? In that same interview about our environmental and social challenges, Dr. Moser says this: stay put and get to know your neighbor. In other words, at the end of quote, I say this: rather than fleeing to the mountains with a stockpile of guns, stay put and get to know your neighbor. This is the best thing to do in the face of rising tides, rising crimes, and all the other problems we face today. My hope and prayer is that we'll all open our heart and hand to our neighbor, especially in Humboldt County. Why? Because community is the antidote to both despair and denial. This is Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.